Okay. Now I just want to tell you, so you should know the halakha l'maaseh. Halakha l'maaseh. You ask your local rabbi what to do if you shall be in such a situation. I don't pass the halakhas. What I do want you to know is the following. That great posting, a pronoun, very insightful, said as follows. This you should know. Among them, the late Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, sweet age. Shows you what a big long he was, and I'm not passing halakha, I just want to know. He said in a sinking lifeboat, he discussed specifically sinking lifeboats. He said in a sinking lifeboat, you do sacrifice the few to save the many. In a hand. You don't follow passage 3. He said passage 3 is not parallel to the window. Passage 3 is not parallel to the window. And why is it parallel? You tell me why. Tell me. I want to know that. Why is passage 3 not parallel to the window? He said you can't apply passage. Tell me, I don't know what the Ben is standing for. We know for sure in which case.
In the case of the sinking boat,
right.
The those who stay aboard are going to leave and are in
no
danger.
Right, and those who go overboard will die. So why is that different from Pastor Street? If they say hand over a person to be raped, so the others are safe and that one is in danger. What?
When you hand over to the
right.
Rest of the
group, right now they're not in danger. They may be, but right now they're not in danger. Yes. Ah, you're right on the money. Terrific. Terrific. What Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg said was, that's why I gave you the background before. What's the lumbus of Pastor Shiri? We're talking about terrorist activity. There's a special halacha in Pastor Shiri. That's why it's not the ordinary halacha of Kiddush Hashem. That's why even handing over you can't do it. Halacha 3 calls for defiance. There's a special halachic value in the full of defiance. We never comply with terrorists. I have an enemy out there who, if I hand over one, he's going to ask for two, he's going to ask for three. And if he's not, somebody else will. You defy the enemy. You never hand over. But what's the story of the William Brown? Who's the enemy? The sea. I'm not going to teach the sea a moral lesson. I'm in an accident at sea. And when the sea is demanding of you, this is a one-time situation. And I save the many, because if I don't save the many, we're all going to die. And the sea, I'm not going to teach them all of us. There's a big difference between the sea as the enemy and a human enemy. A human enemy falls to the fire. This is what can be clear. Now, that will post to agree. Don't walk away from here and say that. I'm just telling you, this is Yaakov Weinberg and a group of other opponents all said this. They made these distinctions. And they said, in the case of sinking lifeboats, we would cast lots. And if whoever the lot falls on, we would cast overboard, even though they're innocent people. Because here we're talking about a different kind of nature, a different kind of accident. We're not talking about fighting trade.
The other one you're going for is
but, one minute, but. If you cast the lots, first of all, hopefully, Jewish, we always call for volunteers. And by the way, they were volunteers. We'll talk about the whole book. But I'm going to hold my questions. We'll be here much more in place. Give me a second. So passage 5 was, what it turns out is then, passage 5 is talking about a response to terrorist activity, and when we have terrorists, everybody agrees. All halakha. We defy terrorists. We never comply with terrorist demands. And therefore, in the Holocaust, every rabbi, without exception, who was asked, whether a Judenrat, as the Nazis came from Judenrat and said, hand over X number of people to go to the camps. And if you don't hand over X number of people, we're going to take twice as many, or three times as many. And the halacha was spelled out in Kovna, in Lodz, in Vilna. The Rabbanim at the time, we have the records, I can give you the names, went over to the Jewish heads and told them, of the halacha, in light of the passages we discussed, is you cannot comply with these demands. And we spoke about how in Warsaw, on July 22, 1943, Adam Chernyukov committed suicide rather than comply with these demands. Halacha does not allow anyone to comply with these demands. What happened in Vilna? We spoke about Vilna too. And I'm almost done.